Our Lord tells us in today's Gospel that we must be merciful even as our Heavenly Father is merciful. And we know that our Heavenly Father is merciful because He sent His only begotten Son in order that we may be delivered from our sins. And so the mercy of God our Father came at a great price, because it came at the suffering and death of His dear Lord and Savior. And so it is in this context that we must understand today's Gospel, for often it is that today's Gospel is very misunderstood, especially by Christians, and it is used to justify all kinds of manner and forms of sentimentality by which we are really exercising a form of cowardice. And so we must not, as it were, our Lord is telling us that we must not resist the injuries received at the hands of others by illicit means. That is, we are to receive the insults that come our way, and we are not to take upon ourselves illicit means in order to fight back the attack. That we are always called to witness to the truth, to witness and use those means that the Lord has established by which we bring about the truth into the world. So rather, we are supposed to be willing to suffer more as our Lord requires us here, not to respond with uncharitable ways, but always and in every manner that reveals both the love of Christ in us and the effects of that love on our souls. And so we are always to respond to the attack of others by the charity which our Lord exercised in His public ministry. And when our Lord tells us that we are to be merciful, we must always and everywhere understand that there is a price for mercy. Mercy isn't some arbitrary gift that God simply bestows on us because we are human beings. In His first public words, He gives the price for His mercy. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And so repentance from our sinful ways is the price by which we attain the mercy of God. And so we are to attain that mercy according to the manner and the way that our Lord instructs us. And here, even though a very important distinction must be made, for our Lord tells us that when we are struck on the cheek, we must turn the other cheek. But again, this must not be done in some blind way, for our Lord constantly taught the truth, and what transpired is that our Lord would be struck on His cheek by teaching the truth. His response would simply be, "I have said what I have said." And so, in doing this, our Lord turns the other cheek. In other words, He will not depart from the truth that He taught. And so we must not depart from the truth that we have received. Our Lord tells us that we must love our enemies. Indeed, there seems to be a very contradiction in the term, love your enemies. For we know if we have enemies, there is a form of hate. And so we must understand what this form of hate is, because it is not the form of hatred that we see so common in the world today by which we seek to destroy other souls. We may hate the same man for his sins, St. Augustine tells us, whom we love for his human nature, redeemed by the blood of Christ. And so we are confronted with that statement. We must hate the sin but love the sinner. And in order to hate the sin, we must be willing to stand up and condemn the sin. And so this precept is in no way a permission by our Lord or an excuse to fail to exercise, an excuse to fail that form of cowardice that remains silent when the enemies of the church oppose her members with hate, with words, and with bodily persecutions. And we must understand that any assault, any attack on Holy Mother Church is an attack on our very selves. For are we not, as members of the mystical body, the church, the body, are going through the world witnessing to the truths of our Lord? And so we must be willing always and everywhere to stand up courageously and defend Holy Mother Church, because in defending Holy Mother Church, we defend each other in the faith that our Lord died in order that we may receive and in order that He may impart upon all, even His enemies. It is this witness that caused the martyrs to suffer their death. They would not lash out at their persecutors, but they would not deny the truth, and it would eventually cost them their very lives. And in giving their lives, they knew, as St. Stephen, the first martyr, that they were giving their very lives for the enemy, and they were doing so by not compromising the truth in any way. And we see very clearly this in the modern age, for there is one very prominent author in the New Age movement who speaks very clearly about the members of the Black Lodge, and we must understand that according to New Age principles, the members of the Black Lodge are those who follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and the principles of Christianity. And she states that they will be given a time in order to see the light, that is, the light that is truly darkness, for it is not the light of Christ, but it is the light of human reason. And so, after a while, if we refuse to accept the light of the modern secular movement, we will be hastened in our conformity to such principles by being made disembodied spirits. There can be no greater way to tell someone you are about to murder them than to say you will be made a disembodied spirit. It is a very wonderful way to be told what will happen to those who follow the principles of Christ. And so we must be willing to confront these errors. We must be willing to witness against these errors if we are truly to be found lovers of our neighbor. For we do not love anyone if we are unwilling not to witness to the truth to them. St. Augustine tells this very clearly when he says, "It is better to love with severity than to use leniency by which we deceive. If we are lenient with error, then we deceive those who are caught in error because we justify their very position in the error." And so when St. Augustine tells us that we must be willing to love with severity, he does not mean cruelty. He means that severity by which we are willing to endure anything rather than deny the truth. That severity we saw our Lord exercise in his public ministry. Nowhere does he deny truth because he is truth himself. He simply puts it out there, and those who are willing to accept it are drawn into membership into his body. Those who reject it are never treated with cruelty, although our Lord at one time when he was being confronted did chastise those in the temple who were making a mockery of his Father's house. And so we see very clearly that our Lord loves his enemies. Truly, he is the one who shows us how to love our enemies, but that does not restrict him from using even severity in the corporal order in order to bring them to their senses. And so our Lord tells us very clearly that there is a price for his mercy, that we must be willing always and everywhere to witness to the truth. In today's gospel, we are told that our Lord looks so kindly upon the good and the bad, or as St. Matthew tells us in his version, he sends the sun and the rain to shine and to fall upon the good and the bad. And by this we are to understand that our Lord constantly takes care of our corporal needs, but there is a much more deep and much more profound meaning in these words, especially the use of the sun and the rain. For by it our Lord wishes to express that by the waters of baptism he wishes to impart the light of faith upon all souls, and if that light is to be departed upon his enemies, it must come about through the heroic witness of the members of the mystical body. And so let us strive to witness to the truth, and let us strive to do so under the mantle of our most holy and blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, who always and everywhere is working for the salvation of souls, for our salvation and the salvation of all souls, especially those furthest from her Son, always seeking to use us to draw them into membership of the mystical body so that they too may witness to the truth, that they too, after a life of persecution at the enemies of the Church, may give their lives for Christ, and in giving their lives for Christ, they too will attain that price that St. Stephen attained, that all the martyrs attained, and that all the saints who died in the bosom of Holy Mother Church attained, the conversion of sinners and the population of heaven. And so let us strive to be always, as St. Leo the Great tells us, to be aware of our dignities, that we are called into a mystery by which God in his most holy Mother intend to use us as instruments in the conquest of soul in order to establish the reign of the Sacred Heart, the love of Jesus, upon all of humanity and all society until the end of time. And where that heart reigns, true charity reigns. Where that heart does not reign, true hatred reigns, the hatred of our enemy and the hatred of God. And so let us strive to eliminate that hatred from our world in order to establish the love of the Sacred and Immaculate Hearts.